Well, we know that it can't be a sin.
He doesn't have sin.
Because he could not sin. We've heard that. He did not sin. He could not sin. He knew no sin. So infirmities, and this is the way I understand it, I hope it helps, and I hope it's correct. I think it's correct. Infirmities has to do with the conditions connected with humanness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Jesus fell asleep in the boat. We had that this morning. That's not a sin to fall asleep. It's a weakness. Mm-hmm. Jesus came to the disciples and he says they were sleeping. He says, sleep on. You know, you're tired. He experienced the conditions of what it is to be human in a fallen creation, right? In a creation that's tainted. And we get tired, we see things. And who could feel them more than us, than the Lord Jesus? I think about the scene at Lazarus' tomb. And very often we think that Jesus was crying because Lazarus died. No, no, no. Read the passage a little carefully. He was crying because he saw what was going on around him. And he was able to be sensitized to the realities of the conditions that sin has imposed upon humanity. And as a result, he feels it more so than not. We get conditioned. We get hardened. You know, for example, you know, if you live in a bad neighborhood, you know, you get kind of hardened to, you know, in the bad neighborhood. You put your face on and you put your swagger on because that's the way you adjust in that kind of neighborhood. But Jesus Christ can look beyond that and can see the reality of what that whole situation is. And he feels it. And he feels it in a way more significantly than you and I could ever feel it. And so now he's able then to sympathize with the conditions that we face. You know, we struggle. And every one of us in this room struggles with, man, I want to read more. I want to study my Bible more. Man, I pick it up and the eyelids become 10 tons. You know, natural tiredness and fatigue often sets in when we want to do. And the Lord has a sensitivity towards that because he knows what it was to be tired. Now, if we're tired because we're doing a whole bunch of other stuff, that's another story. But this matter of infirmities is weaknesses that are part of being human in a fallen creation. The Lord is sympathizing with us and he's able to then give us the encouragement to go on. And so, again, it says, let us therefore. We know that he is there. He knows what our conditions are. He knows the terms of which we labor under. And he says, because I am a high priest representing your interest before God, he says, you can come boldly. You can come in. You can come in and you can express your need and your concerns. I've made it all possible. I've made the way that you might be able to enter in and have this kind of relationship with God. And I know what you're feeling. I know what you're experiencing when it comes to infirmity, weakness. Now, there was a question asked, what's the difference between then this high priestly ministry and what we had earlier this morning with regards to advocacy? Well, here, it's with regards to weakness. It's with regards to the fact that we're in a fallen creation. It's in the fact that before God, we need one to represent us because of our own just frailty. In advocacy, what we have is one to represent us when we have failed and not lived up to our calling. And so in one aspect, it's on the positive side, to encourage us, to keep us going on, to give us a focus, to give us an encouragement. And the other one, an advocacy, comes in alongside to help us when we are failing. So we're encouraged by the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able to succor us and was able to sympathize with us because he felt and was tested in all points as we are. Yeah, but I want to just reemphasize the point Brother Leonard made, because it's a terrible doctrine that's going around, and many people embrace it as if it's, you know, some stellar truth, and it's just wrong. The Lord Jesus Christ came down to be what we are in order to raise us up, and he imparts to us the capacity and the ability to not sin, which we had this morning, But he identifies with us not because we bring him down to our level and he could have sinned, which is the fallacy.
Right.
It's really to appreciate in his high priestly work, he has raised us up to a state and to a condition that we're now in relationship with the Holy God and we don't have to sin. He imparts to us so much more. And if we get the truth that way, I think it makes a whole lot of difference rather than dragging down the Lord Jesus Christ in his humanity to suggest that he could have sinned. He raises us up to a condition in which we don't have to sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tremendous ministry, tremendous power.
I have a question relative to the matter of priesthood and sympathy. Yes, advocacy is clear, priesthood is clear, but verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. In Psalm 51, he begins, have mercy upon me, O God, have mercy upon me, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. David writes this because he had sinned, several sins. And here, in the context of the high priest, he says, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Lord Jesus, in several instances in the Gospels, which we can identify with when we fail. For example, there's the woman taken in adultery and then react. She should have been stoned. She had committed a sin that was worthy of death. They brought her before the Lord, going to sin no more. Where are those thine accusers? He shows mercy to her. Here's Peter, having sinned, having denied the Lord, not only once, but three times. Go tell my disciples and Peter that I go before you into Galilee. And then he deals with Peter very much the same way that Joseph dealt with his brothers in Genesis. And having dealt with them, then he reveals himself, I am Joseph. And the same thing can be true with us. When we fail, his brothers fail, to picture of forgiveness that brought back into relationship with Joseph. He reveals himself to them, and that can be true of us as well. A distance comes as a result of failure. The Lord deals with us, whom we love, he scourges, and so forth. And he brings us back into relationship with himself. And then we see Peter again. After the Lord shows his great power, he says, depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. And so, at least when it comes to the affections, and when it comes to the matter of the relationship that we see in the Gospels of how the Lord dealt with his own, we see something of his heart. We see something of his care. We see something of his compassion and his mercy. And I'm not saying that that's priesthood there, because priesthood, of course, has to do with this ascended ministry. But we see the elements of his heart as he expresses himself in compassion to those who have fallen, and how precious that is as well.